And I'm smiling on the pew sitting out there because Rick was reminding us of a singing we're going to host this weekend that'll be here. And then I was thinking, you know, we started with a choir this morning, and then we ended with a female trio that was just right here like that. You know, it is one of those things that you know, we take for granted. We take for granted, you know, the talent that is like right here in this space like that. And so thank y'all so much for sharing that, and thank you for the different avenues that we have to share in our music. I want to invite you into a scripture reading that is in the New Testament. This is going to be Paul's letter that he is writing to the Ephesians. This has been the backdrop of everything that I've been sharing this morning. But it is the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, the letter that Paul is writing to the church in Ephesus. I'm going to be reading from the New International Version. That's what you're going to hear. That's what you can follow along with the screen. But Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 14 and continuing through verse 16. And then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, by the cunning and the craftiness of people and their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him, the whole body is joined and held together by every supporting ligament. And it grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we do give you thanks for these words that you have spoken to us. And we give you thanks, oh God, for your Holy Spirit that has moved among us this morning. And we just pray in Jesus' name that you will continue to let us have lives and hearts that are faithful to you. Lord, as our hearts meditate upon these words, we ask, O God, in Jesus' name, that you may bring these words to life. May they be living words. May they be lights upon each of our paths as we begin to walk by these words. And I thank you, O God, for the words that you have spoken into my heart. I pray and ask that in the words that I share, they will be pleasing, they will be acceptable in your sight. For these things we ask together in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the one who saves us. Amen. Now, you can probably tell by the title, Joined and Held Together, or also that part that I was sharing with our children. That's the emphasis. That's the emphasis that I want to make in my sermon this morning, is that emphasis from Ephesians chapter 4. It's actually that very last verse that says that God has done this, that God has joined us into the whole body, that God has held us together by every supporting ligament and grows. And as we come together, it builds itself up in love as every single part does its work. And there was not a better image than what happened over the weekend to see that's how that comes into play. But if you notice that's what I want to emphasize, that's where I want to be. If you notice, Paul doesn't start there, does he? Paul doesn't start in this place of this beautiful image of the people of God coming together, where everyone is working together, where every ligament is in coordination with each other, where everything is working to build itself up in love together. He says, then, and this is where it really gets hard. He says, then you will no longer be tossed back and forth by the waves. You will no longer be blown here and there by every wind of teaching. And if you're wondering, you've heard a few people, John mentioned it, a couple of other people. You know, if you're wondering what it looks like to be tossed by every way, what it looks like to be blown by every wind of teaching, you can just find a teacher or an educator this week. This is the last week for our teachers. A lot of our teachers that are around our community, this is the last week before spring break. And they do have everything that is blowing around them. They have every wave that is coming up around them. So if you've got a little bit of space on your prayer list, add teachers to your prayer list over this week. I'd already wrote down something that John has told, that John has been sharing in the past few weeks, John Moon. And I took another note too. So I've got one that's printed, but I've got one that's scribbled down in my own handwriting. And so I want to do the one that's scribbled down first, and then maybe or maybe not we'll get to the other one. But the one that's scribbled down is what John said, and he's exactly right. He says, you know, in our lives there are going to be moments that the devil's going to do something. It's going to be moments that the devil, there's going to be the moments that the devil, that sin, that evil that surrounds us, that it really is going to knock us down. And this is what? This is what the Apostle Paul was talking about before that beautiful image of every ligament in the body of Christ that is being joined and held together. He says, you're no longer going to be tossed by every wind of doctrine. You see, the Ephesians, if you go back to the second chapter, and that's one of the hard things about Paul's letters in particular, is that when we come to the Bible and when we turn to a book in the New Testament like the book of Ephesians, is that the Ephesians have written to Paul. They have reached out to Paul and they've said, we need some help here. We don't get to see. We don't get to see their side of what they're asking help from. But if you will notice, if you notice in the second chapter, it's not a very long letter, but if you notice in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, Paul will say, don't go back to living your old life. It's exactly what some of you were testifying to this morning. We talk about the commitments that we make to God. We talk about the commitments that God is making in our hearts and our souls and our minds and our spirits right now. When we talk about rededicating our lives to God, is that Paul had looked to the Ephesians, and in the issues and the problems that they brought to the Apostle Paul, he says that the one thing that you can't do right now is go back to your old way of life. And as we come into Ephesians chapter 4, he says, you know, you've experienced it. There's been a lot of teaching. There's been a lot of turmoil. There's been a lot of places where the devil and where Satan has tried to keep you down. And he says, remember this. Remember this, when you come together, something special happens. That when you come together in a place and when you come together, something extraordinarily special happens. Because, and again, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, he says, instead what you are now doing, you are now speaking the truth in love, and we will grow together to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head in Christ. Eugene Peterson will translate this particular section of scripture that is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. In the Message translation, Eugene Peterson says it this way. He says, we take our leave from Christ, who is the source of everything that we do. He keeps us in step with each other. His very breath and blood flow through each of us, nourishing us so that we will grow up healthy in God and robust in love. You see, this picture of harmony, this picture of working together, this picture of everyone and the undertow of what we have celebrated this morning, we've got to remind ourselves that it is possible not only for school teachers, possible for every single one of us in every walk of life that we live and all the stations that we find ourselves in and in all the different stages that we find ourselves in. We have to make a commitment that we are no longer going to be infants, that we are no longer going to be tossed back and forth by waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching. Yes, presence of the devil still very much a part of our lives. Yes, the presence of evil is still very much a part of our world. Yet, as we continue to do what we've done this morning, speak truth to one another, do it in love. As we continue to grow together in every respect into the mature body of Christ that Jesus knows that Grace Point can be, and as we continue to keep the focus of Jesus Christ as the head of this body, well, we know that our whole body, that every single one of us, that we will continue to be joined and held together, that every ligament that we reach out to, whether they be chilly contestants or whether they be other people that we connect with in our neighborhood, in our community, they will grow they will build itself all in love. And that we, led by Christ, step by step, that we will do the work that God has set in front of us. So thank you for the weekend. Thank you for the testimonies. And thank you for the continued commitment to build one another up. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, O God, for the people of faith that you have called here in Mount Olive and the people of faith that you have called to come together here at Grace Point. And thank you, O God, for their commitment to you, and their love for one another, and their love for their neighborhood. Lord, continue to let us be led by you, the head of the body. And let us, O God, every part, every ligament, let us work together, O God, to lift up and give praise to you. Because we are reminded, O God, that if we don't praise you, even the rocks will cry out. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.